Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. Continue with Dir Shem Mishum and Simon Ches Sif Yud Beis, Shir number 23. We are in the middle of Sif Yud Beis by Sif Katan Chav Tes. And that's what we're going to pick up from in the Mishnah Rura. But first we're going to read from the beginning of Sif Yud Beis to get the flow of the case. Today, of course, is Tainis Esther, Yud Gimel Adar Beis, Toshin Pei Beis, as well as March 16, 2022. The Mechaber tells us, the Nechus at the top of the page, Sif Yud Beis. You have a few different garments, a few different four-corner garments. Kulom chayav mitzitzis. If you want to wear them, you are obligated to put tzitzis on all of them. Vim lov shem kulom b'loy hefzik, and if you wear all of them without an interruption, and your intention is to wear all of them, I'm reading from the beginning of Sif Yud Beis first, then lo yivarech elo bracha achas. Then you only make one bracha. So let's get the case outside. You have a few garments in front of you, of four cornered garments in front of you. You want to put them on. How many brachas do you make? You make one bracha on all of them. So that's what we said so far. The next thing we're saying, Vimarsik beinehim, if you interrupt, you create a hefsek, an interruption. Tzarech levarich akol achas v'achas. You have to make a new bracha on every single pair of tzitzis.
That means that putting them on, you have a hefsek.
Right, so let's give an example. You put on, let's say you have four of them, you put on the first one, and then you interrupt. What's called an interruption? You talk to somebody. Okay, how much of an interruption talking to somebody? We said yesterday's one word. Okay, then you want to go put on the next one, you have to make a new bracha. Hopefully you're not going to make another hefsek by the next one, but if one did, he'd have to make a new bracha before he puts on the next one as well. Okay. Continues the Mechaber. He has to make a new bracha on every single one. V'hu adin so too. If you did not have intention originally on all of them, so the Mechaber tells us that if when he made the first bracha on the first pair of tzitzis, when I say tzitzis, it's a four-cornered garment like they used to wear, he only had intention on the first one, but he did not have intention on the other three, for example. So halachically, it's viewed just like he made a hefsek, and he has to make a new bracha when he wants to put on the other ones. The Rama says, Hagah, the Rama says, in the next line, V'chein. Similarly, in Pashat HaRishon, Koidim Shulav HaShashen, Tzarech Lachzar Ulevarech. So too, another example of what we can define as a hefsek, where you have to make a new bracha, is if you put on the first one, you made a bracha, you put on the first one, for whatever reason, you take off the first one. In Pashat HaRishon, Kodem Shlov HaShasheni, before you put on the second one, Tzarech Lachz Olavarech, you have to go back and make a new bracha on the second one. Is the case clear? Okay. Let's go now to the Mishnah on the bottom of the page, Sif Katan Chav Tes, number 29 in English. Loi Hoya Bedayitai. So the case was here that you made a bracha on the first pair of tzitzis, but you did not make a bracha on the second or other, you did not have in mind the other ones. Lo hayu bedaita. Midesosam, mashmet demayri afilu hayu munachin lefan of kol abagadim shel ha'ar v'kanfois b'shas ha'bracha. The Mishru says, did the Mechaber tell us as to whether or not he has the other garments in front of him or not? Doesn't mention anything. Doesn't mention if the other garments of four corners are in front of him. He says, therefore, midesosam, stam, he just said it. He just said it din without clarifying if the other garments are in front of him or not. Therefore, he says, the halacha would mean to say, the mayrafilu hayu munachim lefan of kalar begadim shel arba kanfos b'shas ha'bracha. Even if they were in front of you. But if you do not have them in mind, you'll have to make a new bracha on them. If you did not have them in mind, you'll have to make a new bracha. Because the norm is the person only wears one. So if he only wears one, so So his mindset is on which one? On the one he wears. And therefore, he would have to make a new bracha on the other ones if he wants to wear them. And therefore, we're going to say the bracha does not go on all of them. That the havi kinimlach. Nimlach means he changed his mind. He changed his mind that originally he made a bracha on the first one. Then he changed his mind and he wants to also wear the other ones. And therefore, he'd have to make a new bracha on the other ones. Unless he's explicitly had intention to wear the other ones. So too, let's say a person made a bracha of al mitzvahs tzitzis, which is our custom, says the Mishnah Berurah. Then he takes the talis gadol. The case is, if when he made the bracha on the talis katan, he had intention also to put on the talis gadol right afterwards, then the halacha is, if he made the bracha on the talis katan, he would not, I know what you're thinking, you're correct by the way, okay? He would not make a bracha on the talis gadol, because the bracha on talis katan will also work in the talis gadol, okay? If you're confused with what we said yesterday, you're right, okay? Well, we'll get to it in a second. Right, okay, so it is a different nusach, you're right, it's a different nusach, because for talis gadol, you should say lis'atef batzitzis, right? But we said that bidiyavet, it could work as well.
Oh,
bidiyavet, yeah. Yeah, so it could work. It could work. Ain't sarech lachzavarach. You don't have to. Why? Because you had intention. You had intention for it. Now, lechatchila, Baruch is asking over here, lechatchila, is that what he should be doing? So that's why Tzemach was saying no. Because lechatchila, we learned yesterday that you should only be making one bracha, meaning on the talis gadol, meaning Ashkenazim. Mm-hmm. Only make the bracha on the talis gadol, lis atev, and then exclude, or include, however you want to look at it, the talis katan. Here we're discussing the case, he made a bracha on the talis katan, al mitzvah tzitzis, and he had intention also for the talis gadol. So he does not make a bracha on talis gadol. Over stama chayizim avarich. The bestama, I mean, let's go back a line. Im hoye dait beferish liftar ba'al mitzvah tzitzis, if his intention was to say ba'al mitzvah tzitzis, ain't tzarech lachz avarich, he doesn't have to go back and make a new bracha. Why? Because he has intention also on the talis gadol. However, if his stama, meaning he did not have intention on the talis gadol, he did not specifically have the talis gadol in mind, in that case, chayzer umevarech, he has to go back and make a new bracha on the talis gadol. What bracha would you make on the talis gadol? Lehis atei batzitzis. The bistama ain't daiti ba'al mitzvah tzitzis, Val mitzvahs ki imal talis katan, like you just said, because most probably when you make the bracha of al mitzvah tzitzis, your attention, your kavanah is only for the talis katan. Good. Ach. The question was lechatchila. What should this person be doing? Mikol makom lechatchila bevada yish lizor shaloi levarich al talis katan in daito lubo yish take for talis katan. Like we said yesterday in sif katan chav ches, that if your intention is to wear talis gadol after you put on talis katan, do not make a bracha on the talis katan. This is once again minhag Ashkenaz. Do not make a bracha on talis katan, but rather just make a bracha on talis gadol and have in mind the talis katan. Mishum gram bracha shen tzricha, because you'll be causing a bracha that's not necessary. You can make a bracha that's not necessary. He says further, im lavash talis b'loy b'dika. Let's say a person, we learned yesterday or the day before, the importance of checking your tzitzis to make sure they're kosher. Right? Just like you have to make sure there's a hechsher on the food, you have to make sure that there's a hechsher on your tzitzis. How often? Every day. Every day you have to check your tzitzis to make sure they're kosher. Either before you put it away or before you put it on. Now, what happens if a person was lavash talis b'loy b'dika? He put on a talis without checking it. Umatzo, you say posel, and he finds it's posel. Or the case is he was wearing it when it was kosher and became pasul. Now he has to put on a new talis. V'loivish talis acher. Sarich in both cases. Sarich levarich pamecheres. In both scenarios, whether he put on the talis without checking, he found that to be pasul. So he already made a bracha, which was not good. So he has to make her put on a new tzitzis with new bracha. So too, if he was wearing it when it was kosher, and then it got ripped afterwards, he has to take it off and put on a new talis with a new bracha. Im loy unless show you that bedayt beferish b'shas bracha b'shas bracha al kopanim b'shas bracha al koma shiilbash achakach. Unless, and this eitzah the Mishnah brings a few times. He brings in the Mishnah Brura. He brings the next page in the Be'er Halacha. He brings this eitzah like this. Unless when you put on your talis gadol, have in mind that this bracha I'm making will go on every single four-cornered garment I might be wearing today. There's a lot to remember what's going on over here. Let's just review for a second of what to remember when you're putting on your talus. You know, I'm thinking to write myself a little piece of paper, you know, laminate it and put it by my talus, so as soon as I take out my talus, it's right there. Because after you put on the talus, you're like, oh yeah, I should have thought of this and that. No. Then you can do it for next day. The next day you forget. Number one, we're having in mind Hashem told us to do the mitzvah tzitzis. That's number one. I'm coming to fulfill a positive mitzvah d'oraisa, positive commandment to put on tzitzis. Now that's number one. Number two, the reason why Hashem said I should put on tzitzis is because it's a reminder to do all the tayyag mitzvahs. To do all tayyag mitzvahs. And Rosh Barishayin, I'm adding this myself, Rosh Barishayin of tayyag mitzvahs is Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. That's number two. Number three, we're saying over here, that when a person puts on the tzitzis, b'shas bracha, he should have in mind that this bracha should go on kol ma sheyilbash achakach, anything you wear afterwards. And therefore, if something happens and your tzitzis get ripped, you won't make a new bracha because your original bracha you made, which was a good bracha, and then something happened afterwards, will take care of the need to make a new bracha later. That will also help a situation. I'm just turning the page, looking at the Be'er Halacha for a second. You know what? We'll get there. We'll get there, Mitzvah Hashem, and maybe we'll see the Be'er Halacha. So you'll see that kavana is very important. This kavana, that the bracha I'm making now should go on any four-corner garment that I wear throughout the day. Yes. We continue in the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'chein, in Parshat HaRishon, the Ramah on the top of the page, in Parshat HaRishon, you took off the first talus, Koyim Shulav HaShashen, before you wore the second talus, Tzorech Lachs Levarech, you have to go back and make a new bracha. Explains the Mishnah Brura in Sifkot and Lamed Aleph, in Parshat, HaAchroinim Cholkim Al Zeh. So this is something you find, it's not uncommon. The Mechaber will say a din, and the Acharim will disagree. The Ramah will say a din, and the Acharim will disagree. Here, the Ramah says, if you put on the first talus with the bracha, and then you took it off, and you want to put on the second bracha, you have to make a new bracha. The Acharim will say, whoa, not so fast. Usvir lohu, the Apshita, loy havi hefsik l'kuliyama. They'll say, no, the Pshita, taking off of the first talus, is not a hefsik. And if it's not a hefsik, you don't have to make a new bracha. And it's not similar, our case is not similar to the case in Simin Yudalid, where the Mechaber says over there that taking off a talus is a hefsik. Okay, it's not similar to that. Why not? Because he explains, the hosom lo yhoye daite bishaz brocha shi yafshitenu viyafs vilbosh. Over there in Simin Yudalid, when the person made the bracha, he did not have intention to make a bracha, put on, and then take off. So therefore, if he takes it off, he has to make a new bracha if he puts it back on again. But here, in our discussion, when he makes the bracha on the first talis, he has intention for the second one. So the fact that he took off the first one, he makes a bracha on the first one, puts it on, then takes it off, does not create a hefsik for the second one, because he had intention on the second one. That's what Achronim scream about. Why should you have to make a new bracha? Okay? So that is Simin Yud, Sif Yud Beis, as to having different garments in front of you, as to whether or not you have to make a new bracha, whether it's a hefsik, you have to make a bracha, It's not a hefsek. You don't have to make a bracha. What's called a hefsek? And that's what we just finished discussing. We're now coming to a new halacha here. Sif Yud Gimel. The Chabad says in Sif Yud Gimel, Haloi veishtalus katan umavarech alav. Person puts on a talus katan and he makes a bracha on it. Uchshehoylich lebeisa knesses. Then he goes to the shul. Misati betalus gadol. Then he puts on his talus gadol. Now, once again, I just want to remind everybody, we are in the world of the Mechaber, so this is the psak of the Sfardim. Tzarich levarech alav. He has to make a new bracha. What's the case again? He's in his house, he makes a bracha in talus katan. He walks the shul, in our generation, he drives the shul, he scoots the shul, right? You got to get with the times, scooters, right? You know, okay? He has to make a new bracha. The halicha mi beisei lebeisei knesses chashiva hefsek. Because the halicha, the walking from your house to the shul, is considered to be a hefsek.
Even if he intended to do it all along.
Very good. So Noach's bringing out what? He intended to put on his talis galdon, still called a hefsek. So we're going to see that there are those that learn that the word hefsek in the Mechaber is a code word for shinoi makom. Shinoi makom means I change my location, just like by brachas. When you eat something in one place and then you go eat it in someplace else, and then you can go to a different room, different location, it requires a new bracha, sometimes, depending on what the case is. Right? It could be, right? Shinoi makom, changing the place. So we're going to learn in the Mishnah Berurah that some learn the Mechaber to say it's not because of a din of a hefsik, because it's a din of a, but rather it's a din of shinoi makom. That hopefully could make it feel more right? More understandable, right? The halicha mi beisel lebeisek neses chashiva hefsek. Now, before we go to the next case in the Mechaber, let's take a look at the Mishnah here and see if katan lam beis through lam adalid. So the Mechaber told us once again, haloi veish talus katan uvavarech alav, person wears a talus katan and he makes a bracha on it. Uchshehoi leich lebeisek neses misati per talus gadol. When he goes to the shul, he puts in a talus gadol. Tzarech levarech alav, he has to make a bracha on it. Says the Mishmur Sifkat and Lamed Bey is in the bottom. Levarech alav. Afilu im tekef holach lebeisek neses v'loy hisiyach daita bintayim klal. So this is what was bothering Noach. Because the Mechaber says, even if, explains the Mishnah, he had intention, he makes the bracha in his house, and right away he goes to shul, he still would have to make a new bracha. The halicha, because the walking is a hefsek. Now, the Mishnah in Sifkat Lamed Gimel continues and says, v'hachroinim hiskim with the etzem halicha loy chashiv hefsek. The Achrayim say, it's not the actual halicha, the walking, that's a hefsek, because I'm a chelik, it's a chelik of the mitzvah. I'm still doing that mitzvah. It's part of what my mind's on. So why should the walking to go put on the talis gadol be a hefsek? Now, there are all those that will learn the actual walking. But the majority of them, he says here, don't say that. V'afal pichein kosu d'tzorech levarech al talis gadol. Why? In this edition, by the way, in my edition, it's underlined, because I underlined it. Mishum, okay, shinoi makom, because of shinoi makom. Shinoi makom. What's shinoi makom? You change the location from where you made a bracha. You made a bracha A in your house, and now you're in your shul. So you have to make a new bracha.
What if he had in mind that he's doing it?
Even if he had in mind?
No,
at this point in time, we're saying, because this is a continuation of what we're saying in Sifkat Lamed Beis, he would still have to make a new bracha.
Right.
Okay, let's continue. Let's see more. Ulefize. Who had din in kishiyotmi beisa chazam yad lebeisoi v'lovisham talis the gadol gam kin tzarich levarich halav after hayadaitai gam al talis gadol b'shas brach. This is exactly baruch your question. Okay, let me give a scenario. You leave your house. Let's play it out here on Shabbos. You leave your house. You walk into shul. Then you realize, wait a minute. You pass by two houses from your house, and you realize, wait a minute. My talis is not in shul. You thought it was in shul. Your talis is in your house. So your mind the whole time was what? To go put on your talis. You made the bracha on talis katan in the same case. Then you walk out of your house and you come back. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you have to make a new bracha. Why? Because it's not the halicha that we're concerned about. It's not the walking. It's the shinui makom. It's the changing of location. You went out of your house, and you come back. That's a shinui makom. Let's read the words again. Ulefi ze huadin, so too. First wide line. In kishi yotza mi beisa. If when you left your house, chazar miyad lebeisa, you came right back in. So he's not even giving the case. He went 2 houses down. You left, you walk down the steps, and you come back in.
Back in the same makom.
But
that makes sense, but you didn't have the intention in that case.
But what did you do in the meantime? You changed. It's shin the makom. You mashan your makom. You change your makom. V'lovah shomim hatalz gadol. You put on the talz gadol. Gam kin sarich levarich alav. You have to make a new bracha. Af dehayadaita gamol talz gadol v'shas bracha. Even though you had intention, the shas bracha, to put on the talz gadol. The havi kedvarim she'in tunim bracha lachareyim d'shinim makom havi hefzik. Gemash kasson sim kufayin ches. In Yetz Hashem, we'll all be learning together in Yerushalayim Avnuya Bekarov in Simen Kufayin Ches, chapter 178, that there are categories of brachas that do not require a bracha lachareyim, bracha achareina, that when you make a when you have a shina makom, when you create a shina makom, you change your location, you'll have, and then you want to continue eating, you'll have to make a new bracha. So this falls in the same category. It's a shina makom. We're discussing, not everybody agrees to this. In the Sif Kodnish over here in Lamed Dal, not everybody agrees to this approach. But this is one mahalach. Now, Sif Kod Lamed Dal, Chashivi Hafsik, it's considered to be a Hafsik. The Halicha is called a Hafsik. Now we define the Hafsik really as a Shinu Makom. The Shinu Makom is not a Hafsik. Akein Hichmir Shaloy Levarach. Therefore, the Chayadam is Machmir that you should not make a new bracha. Unless the shul is far from your house, or you did not have intention of shas bracha on the talz gadol, or you took your mind off of the mitzvah of this topic of the tzitzis in the interim. Okay, so these are all different reasons as to why you would have to specifically make a new bracha. It's Erev Purim here, which means it's also Erev Pesach, month away, right? People are already cleaning up, right? And there's a discussion in regards to Bedikas Chametz and checking many houses in Simon Tov Lamed Beis. They also bring in the name of the Chayadam, Sha'afa pisha halicha mi bais abayis loicha shiva hafsik. I'm reading from the Dirshu note. It says, even though going from one house to another house is not considered to be a hafsik, mikol makom halicha mi bais loicha the bais shebechotzer acheretz chashivi hafsik. Going from your house to a different chotzer, different courtyard, is considered to be a hafsik. In other words, in those days, we know they had houses in one courtyard. So that house in one courtyard would not be a hefsek. Going to a different courtyard, house in that house, and then a courtyard and a house in that different courtyard would require a new bracha for bedikas chametz. Nishmas Adam, who is the same chay Adam, the bottom of the sefer is called Nishmas Adam. He brings another reason. The ein zem mishum shemakom rachok chashiv kishinya makom. It's not because a far location, a far place is called a makom rachok of a shinya makom. It's not a far place, it's called a Shina Makom. Elo Mishum Shibu Makom Rachok, Mistama Ika Hesach Adas, Lekach Chashiv Hefzik. The Nishmas Adam so beautifully says that because if you have a far place, it's not that a farther location by definition creates a Hefzik. You know what it could create? Hesach Adas. What's Hesach Adas? You take your mind off of it. Especially in our generation, which we have a 6 second attention span. So, it creates a hesach hadas. Hesach hadas means you masiach das. You take your mind off from what you're doing. And sometimes you even go to the place. How many times you go from upstairs to downstairs in your own house? You're like, what am I doing here? What am I supposed to do? You forgot what you're supposed to do. You open the fridge. What am I looking for? Right? Then you have the little 5-year-old. Those who remind you, you know? Okay. Now, let's see over here. If we could just finish. Let's just finish here. Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber says back on the top of the page, mispalil b'soich beis. Yes, question. So just to repeat that, halacha l'maisa in regards to do you go like the chayadam in Sifkat Lamed Dalet, or do you go like the achreinim in Sifkat Lamed Gimel? The achreinim say in Sifkat Lamed Gimel that it's a shinu makom and you have to make a new bracha. Chayadam says you should not make a new bracha because the Sifik bracha. Therefore, what should you do l'maisa? So we said by Ashkenazim, you shouldn't be making a bracha on Talis Kot in the first place. And then we said also that l'maisa you have the hood reliant, but it seems like the Chayadim is telling us here to be careful with the Safik bracha. Okay, let's continue here in the Mechaber once again. If you mispalel b'soich beisa, if you daven in your house, im hoya daitoi mitchila agam al Talis Godol. So this was a very practical scenario a couple of years ago, which never happened again, when we were on lockdown, we were davening in our homes. Or let's say, Rachman, it's a person's not feeling well, and he has to daven in his house. Or whatever case might be, where a person's davening in his house, the case is, he's davening in his house in one room, so he puts on his talis katan. Then he's going right away to put in his talis goldim. Yispal b'sech beisim hoya daita. His mind now in this case is to put on his talis goldol right after putting his talis, you know, going to the next room. V'loy hesik ben tayim v'sicha. He did not have any interruption. He did not speak or with anything else. Einoy tzarich lachzavarich. He does not go back and make a new bracha. Once again, that's not k'minag Ashkenazim because Ashkenazim do not make a bracha on talis goldim. I know I'm saying it 10 times. So I just want to make sure it's clear. Sif Katan Lamed Hei B'Soich Beisai, in the bottom of the page, number 35. Afilu Yimai Talis Katan Lovash B'Cheder Zeva Talis God B'Cheder Acher. Deshinu Malkum Lo Yehavi Micheder L'Cheder Kevin Da Hoya Daito L'Zeh. So he says, as we'll see Mitzvah Shem later on, Sim Reisha and Gimel in Hilchos Brachos, that even though he's going from one room to another room, but since his intention, just think right now, you are in one room. Let's say you put on your Talis Katan here, and then you go into the Beis Medrash over there, to the Beis Knesset, the Shul. You're walking right down the little hallway, small hallway right here. But your intention, Talis Katan, Talis Gadol. In that case, he says you don't make a new bracha. It's not called the Shinu Makom. Mashikosa besicha hu afilo teva achas. How much is a conversation is in Hefsik? Even one word. Teva achas. Okay. That was over here the end of Sif Yud Gimel. That Bir Halacha that I wanted to mention to you is actually going on Sif Yud Dalet, which Mr. Shem will pick up next time. I want to wish everyone a Freilich and Purim, and we say Mishnichas Adar Marbin B'Simcha. I'll say it again, Mr. Shem, on the next recording as well to get a Chazara for the on the Musar one as well. Mishnichas Adar Marbin Simcha. What's a Simcha? Ein Simcha Kataras Sveikus. There's no greater Simcha like when a person has Kataras Sveikus. In other words, you have a suffix, you have a doubt. What do you do in life? Where do you go? Left, right? How do you? What's the halacha? How do you understand pshat in the Gemara? How do you understand life? Ein simcha kater sasveikus. How do you have a tara? Hatara means to undo. Undo the suffix. The suffix means a doubt. When a person learns Torah, he clarifies the doubts. That's the pshat that I saw in the sefer Yam Simcha. He brings down that mishnichas adar marim simcha means you learn more Torah. To be healthy, to learn more Torah, a Freilich and Purim.